This is Pause Before You Play, and it's time for more game day picks from local sports fans. You're on the air. Who you got?
Actually, I'm not betting. Just chilling and watching the game.
I know that move. A pause. Sounds like you've got a winning strategy.
Exactly. After I set limits and recognized the risk, I knew it was time to stop.
Now that is responsible betting, folks. Sports are fast. Betting shouldn't be. Make a plan at pausebeforeyouplay.org. That's pausebeforeyouplay.org.
From the Ohio News Network, this is the ONN Daily Podcast, presented by Ohio for Responsible Gambling.
It's Friday, February 13th, 2026. For the Ohio News Network, I'm Kate Burdett. A missing West Toledo woman was identified as the person found dead in a crashed vehicle in Wood County yesterday. ONN's Jeff Hogan has details.
Around 8 yesterday morning, a resident noticed a vehicle off the road and in a ditch near East Broadway and Genoa Road in Lake Township. Ohio State Highway Patrol troopers responded to the incident and said the vehicle may have been in that ditch overnight. 89-year-old Carol Kleber was pronounced dead at the scene. She was reported missing by Toledo police on Wednesday. Police do not believe speed or impairment were factors, and the crash remains under investigation.
Ohio State University confirms a student assistant is suspended and no longer allowed on campus after being charged with having sex with a 13-year-old girl. ONN's Angela Ann reports.
21-year-old Anthony Bokar is facing these charges out of Athens County today. Court documents show the incidents allegedly occurred last November. Now, in a statement, an Ohio State University spokesperson said this, quote, "These allegations are extremely concerning. Nothing is more important than the safety of our campus community, and we will assist law enforcement in any way needed."
In Southwest Ohio, the former manager of a nursing home is accused of stealing $300,000 from people in her care. Here's ONN's Jared Allen.
The theft is said to have happened at the Venetian Gardens Nursing Home in Claremont County, east of Cincinnati. Investigators say it took place over several years. Christina Williams is accused of siphoning off money from 50 accounts of people who lived at the nursing home she managed. The Cincinnati Inquirer reports the 51-year-old Williams is charged with 56 counts of theft from a person in a protected class. That's a third-degree felony.
In Northeast Ohio, a Brecksville parent is owning up after a fight with a referee during a youth wrestling tournament in North Olmsted. ONN's Russ Mitchell in Cleveland has more.
38-year-old William Dees paid a $360 disorderly conduct fine in Rocky River. In a statement released through his attorney, Dees said, quote, "I take full responsibility for my actions and sincerely apologize to the official involved and to the entire wrestling officiating community," end quote. The Buckeye Wrestling Association has banned Dees for life from all events. The referee involved will miss the rest of the season for safety reasons, and Breckville's youth team remains on probation under a zero-tolerance policy.
A Southeast Ohio city auditor has been removed from her position. ONN's Brianna Albizu has the story.
The Logan Daily News reports that Brittany Keaton was removed from her position as Logan city auditor on Wednesday after a guilty verdict from a jury trial regarding malfeasance and misfeasance in office. Staffers accused her of sexual harassment and lewd behavior at work, professional discrimination, and retribution, including violation of federal labor laws, work-related temper tantrums, and failure to perform her duties. City records show she performed no work for the last 6 months, yet was paid. Criminal charges are possible.
A Northeast Ohio city has passed legislation to restrict immigration and customs enforcement. ONN's Sia New Yorker has details.
The city of East Cleveland is currently the only Northeast Ohio city with its own ICE restrictive legislation. Mayor Sandra Morgan and East Cleveland City Council passed an emergency measure authorizing the policy known as GTFO, giving the families options.
You're not going to allow someone to come in and violate civil rights. We are not going to allow people to come in wearing masks and carrying big guns and be violent towards people in our community.
And a hit TV show is putting a spotlight on Columbus. ONN's Carla Rogner explains.
All eyes are on Columbus for season 10 of Love is Blind, and locals are tuning in. But it's not just Central Ohioans falling for the show. This season features singles from across Ohio, and Columbus plays a starring role, featuring Ohio State University, the zoo, and many local businesses. So is Columbus the perfect place to fall in love? You'll have to watch to find out. But locals hope the world gets to see what they love about the city.
Thanks to our television affiliates, WBNS in Columbus, WKYC in Cleveland, and WTOL in Toledo, for their contributions to today's podcast. ONN Daily has been brought to you by Ohio for Responsible Gambling. I'm Kate Burdett on the Ohio News Network.
This has been the ONN Daily Podcast, a production of Radio Ohio Incorporated on the Ohio News Network.